motherfucker, that's a flagrant foul.
Hey, man, you okay?
Little motherfucker, gonna take that shit up. I'm gonna challenge him every time.
What?
Chill on that, man.
Challenge? Yo, you don't gotta be jumping on my boy like you the fucking New York Knicks.
Yo, just forget about it, man. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, nigga, you know I know you ain't.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Dear officials, coaches, cheerleaders, players, and spectators. My closest friends on the high school basketball team, coolest around. Most of our rivals played in other towns. We shot rounds on playgrounds every now and then. Some players go out of bounds. That's when the clock stops. If the officials pay attention, you might hear a sound. For us, it's normal to shoot and play above the rim. On the court, this is no sin. Sometimes players talk junk. This day, the opponent went on a fast break. He ran to his trunk. Not a pump fake, but fake with the pump. He drove to the hole for a slam dunk, not a layup. From below the rim, see somebody laid up. Nobody called the offensive foul, wow. He moves, passed the ball for a sawed-off two. Passed the seesaw merry-go-round of an elementary school playground. That ain't cool. It all happened so fast. I wasn't there when the courses took path. I skipped English for a brief history in the aftermath. School homework is important, but life is the class. The phone rang. They told me one of my best friends had almost been slammed. What? Shot like 8 times, a few in the head. I heard what they said and thought for sure he was dead. I couldn't sit in class throughout the day and let time pass away, knowing this could be the last day my relative lay. So I skipped school and went to the hospital to visit my cousin. I broke down when I saw the tubes and how they stuffed him. His nickname was Swine, now a duckling, so ugly, dark and not lovely, face all bruised and puffy. Once we pooped for the Huskies, so normally he was drug free, now doped up like a drug fiend, unconscious from all the suffering and blood leaks. Too much speech. His body language said, don't touch me. Before the vision could crush me, I escaped to the hallway, luckily. I stole a chair and drew my own space. It took 60 seconds to get my dome straight. I cleared my throat and questioned his fate. It was hard to take a soft face that was nearly erased, still here by God's grace. That first night, I got home late. How did this happen? Yesterday we were laughing, now today is so tragic. The disappearing act was magic, but nothing fantastic. From class I had to abort. The school board, life is too short. The Newport, to put it short, they told me how some foul words on the basketball court made the shooter charge to the basket shooting bullets for sport. I shoulda, coulda, woulda picked him up in my Ford. A stick shift with 4 doors, but that wasn't important. The ambulance was his escort, and due to circumstances, a better transport. And my car wasn't fast enough or gassed enough to stop the blast enough. Should I grab me a gun and start acting tough? Am I man enough? I'm not even thinking about my hands and cuffs. My brother ain't standing up. A shotgun shell full of buckshots. Damn, that sucks. Thank God it wasn't slugs, but still enough damages for bandages. A few pellets in the face, chest and shoulders. From the initial report, we all thought it was over. Much confusion when you grip the news secondhand, guess again. I'd rather go to the source and check them in. Everything happens for a reason. God must have a lesson plan. Some people get a second chance. Now the question is, do I want to use this weapon in my hand? That whole week I took an ICU vacation. I see you. Doctors and nurses and cooperations working on patients. And patients working on patients. Me looking back at the situation. And he looking forward to recuperation. More gauze and medication, therapy and reparation. From inanimation to standing ovation. More cause for celebration. We eventually saw graduation. Despite whatever grade, some of us barely made it. Some of us didn't make it to class to even get graded. I never knew basketball could be so dangerous. For officials, coaches, cheerleaders, players, and spectators.